Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading. Most of us have been taught to read, examine, and study the Bible, but in Lectio, we practice allowing the Bible to read, examine, and study us. As we listen to the words of Scripture, we pay attention to the movements of the Spirit within us. We notice what stirs up and stands out. We practice trusting that the God of the universe resides in us and is guiding us. We listen with the ear of the heart. Today, we're going to practice Lectio using John 15, verses 1 through 5. And this will happen in three parts. I'm going to read the words of Scripture in each part, prompting you to listen for something specific. And so I invite you now to begin to take some deep breaths and to cultivate stillness within. Become aware of God's presence with you. God who is good, who loves you, and is so tender toward you. In this first section of Lectio, I want to invite you to be listening for and paying attention to a word, a phrase, or an image that stands out more than any other. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now take a few moments to simply sit with the word, the phrase, or the image that has stood out more than any other. In the second part of Lectio, I'm going to invite you, as I read again through these words of Scripture, to listen for the significance. What is it about that word, phrase, or image that is significant for you today? I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So now I invite you to take a few moments and to sit with the significance. Why is this significant for you today? In the third part of Lectio, again, as I read these words, I want to invite you to listen for the invitation. What is it that God might be inviting you to be or to become today or in the days ahead? I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now take a few moments to sit with the invitation. Again, what might God be inviting you to be or to become today or in the days ahead? I encourage you to end your time of Lectio in conversation with Jesus. Rest in the gift of his presence. Allow yourself to be held by the one in whom all things hold together.